The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This idea of rejection is something that you and I practice. We actively practice rejecting certain options, certain things. Unfortunately, we don't just reject a bad deal. We should always reject a bad deal. We should reject temptation, for example. But let's face it, you and I so often will reject something that we think is not useful, but it actually is. Because it's going to take some work. It's going to take some polishing. We don't seem to see the diamond, as they say, the diamond in the rough. Now, there's a reason why this is considered the cornerstone rejected. Jesus himself was that stone that was rejected. They looked at Jesus and said, "Son of a carpenter, what does he know? Preaching something difficult, what does he know? He's young, what does he know?" Remember, he had just reached the age of 30, and they are just like, "Where did he get all this? He is correcting us." And they wanted to reject him. "He has a hard saying," etc. So, and of course, he apparently reinterpreted, but properly, according to the spirit of the law, the Ten Commandments, like being willing to work a miracle on a Sabbath. And again, it's like, well, that didn't fit into their view, that for some reason God should not allow miracles on Sundays, or in that particular situation, in Sabbaths, on a Sabbath. So again, they had one reason or another to reject Jesus. What they didn't realize is Jesus was playing that pivotal moment where the world was supposed to, as we say, turn the corner. We have that phrase, turning the corner, and that's not driving. One of the ways in which that's used is on a building. You turn the corner with the cornerstone. You start going straight and true in a new direction. Brothers, sisters, Jesus helps us to turn the corner, but if we reject him, if we reject him and those things in our lives that we think are stumbling blocks, that we think are things that are tripping us up on the way, if we really think that, you know, for example, we seem to look at fear and say that, you know, there's no use for fear. Actually, there is. Fear helps us to say, what am I afraid of? What am I truly afraid of? Should I be afraid of this? Or how does this fear rank over things I really should fear? You know, you and I should be fearful of harming our friendship with Christ. That should be an uppermost fear. We should be having not a paralyzing fear, but a healthy fear of losing heaven and having hell. There should be that kind of fear that says, wow, you know, I really don't want to mess it all up. And again, fear, sometimes we just want to, you know, run away from something else, or we focus on it too much, stoke the flames. And yet proper fear helps us do what? To start trusting in God. It becomes that cornerstone, not something that causes us to fail or fall, but instead, Lord, yes, I'm fearful, but I'm going to turn the corner and I'm going to start trusting in your plan, because I know that you know what's going to happen. The same thing when it comes to things like lukewarmness. You know, very often what is a weakness, you know, we might see that again, like, I just don't have the flames of love within me. That's just what I'm like. Again, yes, that will trip us up, but with Christ, that can become a cornerstone for you and for me. That can become the turning point. Lord, you know, I really do need new fervor in my life, new zealousness. I need to have a great experience of your love and then allow that to take over my life. When it comes to certain things, like we might have a stumbling block that is about, you know, I just have, you know, I mentioned this before, but each one of us usually has a primary fault or temptation and a secondary one. And again, we either reject those things, like, I'll never get over selfishness. I'll never get over it. Then that becomes our true stumbling block. And yet, he wants us to make it the cornerstone, like him. Don't reject it. With Christ, place it right down and turn the corner, heading in the proper direction, saying, Lord, you can help me overcome this. So my brothers and sisters, I invite you to think, what has been your stumbling block? Again, it could be some kind of a sin or a temptation. It could be a lack of something. It could be something like fear, division, confusion. It could be a kind of laziness. Whatever it is, what is it for you? It could be an ailment, a mental illness. It could be a physical ailment. What is your stumbling block that is going to waste? What is it that Christ wants to transform? Like, he was rejected, but he is the cornerstone. What are you and I rejecting as useless, but is going to be the cornerstone of our faith, the cornerstone of a new direction? Let us not turn these things into something rejected, but chosen, a living stone, as we hear, precious in the sight of God.